Now, this is the inside of the James Ossuary. A long time ago now, 6 years ago, Herschel Shanks and I wrote the book called The Brother of Jesus about the James Ossuary. And what we're looking at is the inside of an ossuary, and what we have actually in there is bone fragments, little shards of bones, which were collected in a Tupperware container and are still in a refrigerator in Tel Aviv, waiting to do the DNA testing on them. Next slide. This is the back of the James ossuary. If you look very, very carefully, you may see two circular rosettes. You can just barely see two big circles on the back of the ossuary. This too, is a Walmart ossuary. It's a very plain ossuary of very porous, poor quality Jerusalem limestone. Next slide. Now, this is the kind of place that you would place an ossuary. This is a tomb outside of Jerusalem. And you notice that the entrance to this tomb is decorated with faux columns carved out of the very rock itself. What this symbolizes is the social status of the deceased. This is not a poor person's tomb. In fact, poor persons couldn't afford a rock-cut tomb. They were simply put in the ground. Next slide. This is the inside of a tomb where there was practiced os legium, and you see the niches in the wall. You can even see two ossuaries in two of the niches in this Jewish tomb from the first century AD. So this gives you a good clear image of what reinterment in the form of os legium would look like. Notice on the roof, if you will, this sort of decorative rosette. Flower pattern is what it is, a flower pattern. There was a lot of this kind of decoration done in such tombs. Now, I need to show you one more thing. I wish we could zoom this in, but we can't. If you look over at the leftmost niche, over it is carved an image of a triangle with a circle on top of it. Can you just see that? On the far left above the hole, you will notice that there's even a decoration over a particular niche where an ossuary box would have been placed. Next slide. Now, this is the Gucci ossuary. This is the Caiaphas ossuary. This is the actual ossuary in which the bones of Caiaphas, the high priest, were reinterred. This is one of the most beautiful, well-preserved, high-quality limestone, high-quality carved ossuaries that are in existence at all. This was found in the early 1990-1991 period, and it's a wonderful contrast between this and the James ossuary. Let's look at the next slide. Now, this is the Totag inscription on the Caiaphas ossuary. Joseph Caiaphas is what it says from reading from right to left. But you can see it's just a scrawl. It's not an honorific, carefully carved out inscription. It's purely for purposes of identification because each of these ossuaries would have been placed in the tomb longitudinally, long ways, and with the inscription on the outermost edge so you would know who was in which hole. Next slide. Here is the inscription written out in proper Hebrew, Yosef bar Kapha, Caiaphas, Joseph, son of Caiaphas. And there's the inscription itself. Next slide. Now, this is the James ossuary. It has a little bit of delineated decoration around the edge. You'll see just this line, which identifies it as a Herodian period ossuary. And right in the middle of the front panel there is an inscription in Aramaic. Next slide. This gives you a little clearer look. What happened to this ossuary, some of you may remember, is when it came to Toronto for the Society of Biblical Literature meeting, the persons who packed it in Jerusalem, the shippers packed it in bubble wrap. Do you know what happens to bubble wrap at 35,000 feet? It pops, and it cracked and broke this whole thing, which had to be restored, and unfortunately, the crack went right through the inscription, but it was restored by the Toronto Museum. Next slide. Again, we see the ossuary. We've seen this one before. Next slide. Now, I want you to notice what happens to an ossuary in a tomb. You see those pitted areas? That comes from the moisture and dampness that eats away, especially at poor quality limestone. You don't see this in the Caiaphas ossuary, but you absolutely see this in the James ossuary. Next slide. Now, here's the inscription as clearly as I can represent it to you. And what it says is Yaakov bar Yosef achui de Yeshua, or in plain English, Jacob, which, by the way, I'm trusting all of you know that James's actual name is Jacob. All of the Jameses in the New Testament are Jacobs, and all the Marys in the New Testament are really Miriams, okay? It's just that when it got to English, we had changed the names a bit. Yaakov bar Yosef, Jacob, son of Joseph. And then we have this extraordinary extension of this inscription that says, his brother is Jesus. His brother is Jesus. Now, here's what we know about inscriptions like this. Normally, 90% of all ossuaries that actually have inscriptions, all they say is X, son of Y. Okay? But if there is anything extended beyond X, son of Y, it is clearly bragging. For example, we will have X, son of Y, he was the high priest. X, son of Y, he was Queen Adiabene's treasurer, and so on. So anything past the patronymic, this person, the son of that person, is buried here, is bragging. So which part of this inscription is the bragging? His brother is Jesus. Now, this is a very important point. It's one of the reasons so many people wanted to discredit the James ossuary. You see, if your brother gets crucified, stick with me now, in an honor and shame culture, the most shameful way to die was crucifixion. If your brother gets crucified and there isn't a sequel without equal, there is no reversal, if your brother gets crucified, you are so not bragging about it on your tombstone. I mean, when is the last time you saw a tombstone that said, here lies the body of Lester Moore, his brother got the chair in 44? I don't think so. I don't think so. But this inscription wants to brag about his more famous relative, Jesus. James, son of Joseph, his brother is Jesus. Here's what I think. It is an implicit in stone testimony to the resurrection of Jesus. Because he wouldn't be bragging about being related to Jesus if Jesus had been the black sheep of the family whose story had ended in crucifixion. Next slide.